Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Boneyard with Steve Robertson. As always, I am your good friend and host, Steve Robertson, here on the Maroon Friday edition of the Yard. Hope it's a payday for you weekly and biweekly wage earners. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. It's also my oldest son, Ani's birthday. Yeah, 30 years ago today. He made his debut into this thing we call life. He's actually traveling back home. Spent some time over in Dallas, now headed back to Northwest Arkansas. Got to get back to all those kids, and it's a cool thing being a dad. It is, and it's one of those cool things, too. You get to see your children mature. I'm so blessed in that regard, and Dan and I spoke about that recently. Our kids all get along, and the more of you that I learn about and know, I understand that we are kind of in the minority. That we don't have a lot of the sibling rivalry stuff. And I think a lot of it's because so many of them have achieved. But speaking of achievement, my youngest daughter, Mia, some of you know her, and having our last family dinner in Starkville before she leaves for Harvard. Yeah, that's right, Harvard Law. And one of the most accomplished students to ever attend Mississippi State. Very, very proud of her. And, you know, that's the thing, too. When you've got a child that's, you know, moving across the country, you know, you wonder a little bit, right? You know, you can't lay hands on them immediately. It takes some doing to get to Cambridge, Massachusetts. But, you know, it kind of is what it is. But when you raise your children with good values and allow them to make some decisions for themselves, you know, I think there's a little more of a trust factor involved in all that. The fact that she's also really the third to, you know, to leave town and begin her next phase of life, you know, it gets a little bit easier. I remember when we brought Ani to Kahoma for that 1 year he played baseball up there. Everybody cried when we dropped him off at his apartment. I did not, because I was so incredibly proud for him and excited for him to have a chance to play JUCO baseball. And, of course, he parlayed that into a four-year opportunity. But, it gets a little easier as you go. It does. You know, that's part of growing up. You know, even as adults, we continue to grow and mature. You know, we've been empty nesters around here for, going on 3 years. And, you know, I can promise you this. We probably don't clean as often as we should. You know, we're running two businesses. When we do have time together, we kind of just want to, like, snuggle up, watch a little TV, eat some dinner, that sort of stuff. But, we're never going to win any Better Homes and Gardens awards, and I don't really care, you know. But, you know, when the kids were here, it's a little different, a little more activity. You know, of course, their activities kind of become your activities. And then eventually that part of your life is over. And so you've got to find a way to kind of occupy your time. Of course, me being a workaholic currently helps. But, you know, probably some information that I would share with all of you that I've also shared with my daughter. And some of this will reiterate this evening over dinner. I think we're eating Thai food. I think that's what we're doing. It's her pick, you know. Not what I would pick, but it's her last time to dine with the family, so at least we could do let her pick. But one of the most important things, I think, in life is when it comes to your personal life, right? Because you can always change jobs. You can update the resume. You know, you can go out there and find a headhunter out there that'll kind of push you for opportunities, but your personal life is something you got to protect. You have to make elite decisions when it comes to your personal life. And there are a lot of people out here, especially in that age group, you know, and as I sit here in judgment, that I don't believe are making elite decisions. A lot of times people are kind of living for the moment. And you know, social media, I'm so grateful I was not a teenager or college age person in the social media smartphone age. Because nowadays, you do something stupid, you know, there's always somebody out there that's going to keep the receipts. You're going to wait for just the right moment. You know, when you're having a big development in your life, and all of a sudden they come up with something you tweeted when you were 16 years of age, or you were at some party and you got in too deep in the jug, and you know, they got video of that and that sort of stuff. And it's not your best moments, right? Nobody keeps those moments of triumph in their phone. You know, everybody's got a few haters out there. But make elite decisions in your personal life. Truly, and you got to protect your personal life. You do. You know, I'm pretty much an open book about a lot of stuff, but there's a lot of stuff. Like, there's some people that I love, and I protect them by not talking about them, right? I've got some friendships out there that I've told people probably best if you don't put me on a job resume. Don't list me as a reference. You know, I guess unless you're applying for a job where you've got a Mississippi State supervisor. But those are all, you know, things that you consider in life. But something my dad told me years ago. It doesn't matter how far you are away from home until you get ready to go there. And when this whole Harvard thing first came up, you know, the bride is like, oh, we're never going to see her. And I'm like, babe, we don't see her now. We live in the same city. We don't see her now unless we arrange a dinner. Because young people get into their own lives and they have their own social structure, and they have bills to pay, and they have jobs to attend to, and things of that nature. And sometimes mom and dad just aren't real high on the ladder of awareness when it comes to the social calendar. And so one of the things that I have always done from when my kids were tiny, I've told them, while you're young, get out, explore the country, enjoy your life, make some things happen for yourself. Because I don't want you all growing up under my feet. I don't want to have this big house out in the country and then everybody build a house around me. You know, I don't need to have a compound out here. You know, and who knows, I may not stay here forever either. You know, we've built this property up and everything else. I may sell this and move back to town someday. But the reality of it is that I never wanted my children to, number one, be in my shadow, but number two, be under my feet. I wanted them to get out and learn to be responsible adults on their own. Make your own way in the world. And I didn't want them constantly having to depend on mom and dad to fix stuff. You got to learn to be self-reliant. I'm not always going to be here. It's true. I've learned that the hard way. And my dad died at 57. And so I've had to navigate a lot of this as being a husband and a father, you know, without necessarily fatherly advice to help guide the way. And so I try to take care of myself. I've got a bad habit or two, I guess. But the reality of it is I want to be here for my children when their life gets hard. And inevitably, it will. It will get hard. There will be some disappointment in life. There will be some things that happen. You know, God forbid there's ever, you know, a divorce or, you know, a severed relationship. Or, you know, maybe there's a layoff. And there's always going to be something. None of us get out of this thing unscathed. Nobody. And if you don't believe me, I mean, just go over to the WLBT Facebook page and just scroll through. Because there's not a lot of good news that generates clicks these days. You know, every so often there'll be like a dolphin that rescues somebody's, party cup or something that falls in the ocean and bring it back to them. And those are fun to watch. You know, there's a cat that does something silly, you know. But, you know, what, like the old adage goes, if it bleeds, it leads. Right, there's a lot of things that happen in the world, and if you get so wrapped up in watching all that stuff, man, you just want to like withdraw. And I don't think that's the way to do it. Yeah, you know, it's one thing's like about the Facebook groups, the Mississippi State Facebook groups, and I'm somewhat active in those. But you know, people bring up, it's like, you know, hey, we need to get rid of all these people that are so down on Mississippi State. I disagree. You know, number one, you need some villains, right, to generate conversation, but also too. If you withdraw yourself from those groups, then those are the only people that are talking, so they get to set the edge on the narrative. That's why it's important for us as people, I believe, you know, to get out and be vocal, not just sit back and, you know, read the comments, you know, A lot of people love, they didn't read the article, they just read the comments, looking for comedic relief, and it's kind of despicable how some of that rolls out. But nevertheless, a big day in our family, and had a great time last night in Carthage at Redbird Farms. If you're not familiar with that, I think you should be. Really cool little venue out there. I don't know if you guys are, you know, spend a lot of time in Lee County, but yeah, those folks do a great job there. And I was very, very happy with the turnout. I was very happy with all the people that turned out that were a part of that. Super cool experience. Sold a lot of books, shook a lot of hands, took a few pictures, got a chance to see my sister Nikki and her husband Mark. It's always good. And but yeah, we got some more stuff coming up. I don't have dates on it yet, but I hear that I'm going to be headed to Memphis at some point soon, Hattiesburg some point soon, and we'll probably do like a Columbia Hattiesburg deal where we do Columbia at lunch, maybe go to the coffee shop down there and shake hands, sell a few books, and then we'll do the dinner thing in Hattiesburg, and then talk about some Tupelo stuff. So that's what I'm hearing, and as I get more details, I'll share with you. You come out and get copies of the dude, and from what I understand, dude has been on the Mississippi Bestsellers list for 40 straight weeks. If you hadn't picked up your copy, you should. I encourage you to get those from the independent bookstores in Mississippi. In the event you can't, you can find them at DutyNobleBook.com. Hey, let's thank our friends at Bulldog Burger Company, longtime sponsors of this show. We love them. We do. We love Bulldog Burger Company. One of the things in life for me, I want things to work, right? I don't think I have incredible expectations, but I like when I go somewhere to get what I'm paying for, right? How many times in life is like, I just want things to work, right? Well, Bulldog Burger Company works for me, and I believe it'll work for you too. Because when I go in there, it's one of the few places that when I walk out, I'm never disappointed. There are a lot of other places I go in, you walk out, and you say, this isn't a do-over. You know, they kind of had a bad night. That's just not what I've ever experienced at Bulldog Burger Company. And again, I can think being Hey Dad, we're one of the first 1,000 customers or so. But I've known from the beginning Bulldog Burger Company was going to be a great addition to our town. And now it's a part of two other towns. Yeah, that's right. University Drive here in Stark Vegas, Gloucester Street there in Tupelo, Lake Harbor Drive in the Ridge and Flowood area. You go put your feet under their table and just let them take care of everything else. It's such a delight to be able to do that, like to go have some time where somebody else does all the cooking, the serving. They clean up the table for you, and you can just kind of sit there and have some back and forth with people you love and you care about, whether it be work colleagues, family members, old college roommates, whatever. You can get together and you can have a great meal at a great price and a great atmosphere. Have the spring rolls as your appetizer and find the hamburgers of your choice. Those great restaurant quality hamburgers, one of the fine delicacies we afford ourselves. You know, Pimentology add bacon is still always kind of my go-to. Like when I can't decide, that's where I go because I know exactly what I'm going to get there. And I don't even like pimento cheese sandwiches, but I love the Pimentology. I can get it out at Bulldog Burger Company. Yeah, so you be sure and find your own favorites there. Go by and check them out next time you're in town or on the way to town. Bulldog Burger Company, the place where people go to meet. M-E-A-T. Okay, we had a little media opportunity today. Since we've been together, see, Thursday was a day off. So we had no media availability yesterday as there were no players working through any functions related to football, at least mandatory functions. There are some guys, obviously, that went and sought treatment and probably did some lifting on their own, things like that. And if you know Blake Shapen, he's out there throwing the football all the time. But nevertheless, today we had Kelly Jones, who looks to be CB1. We have Luke Work, who is now sliding inside playing some at left guard. Cannon Boone, who's working at guard spots and center. A lot of competition for what that center spot's going to look like. Yeah, so that's one of those things we'll talk about on the show today. But we did get to observe about 20 minutes or so of practice. And listen, I see a lot of comments out there about the lack of access. All right, here's the first thing that I'm going to go back and talk about first. So when Mike Leach was here, and I don't know if we'll ever have it as good as we did to Mike Leach in that respect, when it comes from the media standpoint. everything was wide open. Mike Leach just simply didn't care. You know, until we got into pre-camp, like the last week of preseason camp was closed, right? Because they just kind of did the dress rehearsal and did a lot of team stuff. We weren't allowed to take pictures or video of team drills, but we were able to watch. But you walk out there, and you know, it's 100 degrees, and it did not take long for some members of the media, most of them are no longer with us on our beat, to decide, you know what, I'm just going to wait and come when it's time to do interviews. And so I point that out, right? We're somewhat responsible for this because when we had open practices, they were kind of sparsely attended. You know, me and a couple other guys were there regularly, but most everybody else in the media did not come. They may show up maybe the last 20 minutes or so, watch a little bit. And I'm not casting aspersions or anybody. That's just the reality of how things were. But we also didn't have to worry as much about tampering and the portal and things of that nature. And this is one of the things that I have learned, I guess in recent months, is there are some of these guys out here that are kind of posing as agents and they're really predators, posing as house pets, to borrow a quote from Fight Club. But they find out, well, hey, it looks like you're running third team on the depth chart at Mississippi State. I can get you a better opportunity. And so that's part of the reason that we didn't have a televised spring game. And we weren't alone. I think, was it 15 of 16 schools in the SEC did not televise a spring game? So we're seeing football programs around the country and certainly around the conference that are being less restrictive. And so, are being more restrictive, pardon me. And I bring that up because when we live in the big maroon bubble, sometimes we're only acutely aware of what's happening here. There are some other schools out there that are allowing more observation periods. I wish we had more. I have articulated that to communications. At the end of the day, Jeff Lebby's going to do what Jeff Lebby wants to do. And if they don't want the media out there for certain periods of practice, that's how it's going to be. Now, we cover Mississippi State on Mississippi State's terms. And I see some people out there, it's like, hey, Steve, you know, we're donating to Bulldog X, one's fine, you know, contributing to NIL, you know, we're buying season tickets, we deserve a little more access. And you know what? I hear you. I do. And I agree with you. And I have...
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just... fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shared those thoughts. I said, you know, hey, listen, I know we're not going to have open practices. You know, maybe down the road, maybe next year in the spring, maybe we can have like an open practice and allow fans to kind of come and attend and watch and get some pictures and autographs. That's a big part of it, right? And I go back to the Vic Schaefer years on women's basketball. One of the reasons that you all love that team and those teams, in addition to the fact that they won at such a high level, is you felt that you had a relationship with those players. You know as well as I do, your daughters watched those games and fell in love with Victoria Vivians and Tierra McCowan and Blair Schaefer and Morgan William and so many others. And you could bring your child to the women's basketball game, and after the game was over, your child could go up and meet their hero and get a picture. And how incredibly inspirational is that to a young person? Right? I mean, I go back to the infancy of my own fandom, you know, and having a chance to get a high five from Mike Kelly or John Bond or Johnny Cooks. And those guys were like superheroes to me. So I understand the impact that it has. And as a parent, it means so much more to you to see your child have the opportunity to meet their favorite player. You know, and like the whole fan day. Do we do fan day anymore? I mean, I don't know. It's like after COVID, we just decided we're not going to do this kind of stuff. You know, and so, you know, those are the things that I think about. Those opportunities are getting few and far between. But the whole Vic Schaefer thing, and I think Vic did a great job building a culture here in that respect. That Mississippi State women's basketball team played for two national championships will arguably be the greatest run in school history. And your sons and daughters had a chance to feel like they were part of it. Because all of a sudden, it's not, hey, who's that tall girl? No, that's Tierra. I got a picture with her. I've got an autograph of hers. I met Victoria Vivians. Those things are important. And yeah, in some respects, I think as an administration, we're probably missing the boat on some of that. You know, we're asking fans to do more and more and more, and then we're kind of giving them less and less. And it's not just winning and losing, right? Think about your own fandom. When you were a kid and you got to meet a real-life Mississippi State Bulldog, it was a big deal. And nowadays, a lot of our fans are just kind of relegated to follow them on Instagram and liking their story or something, you know? So, I understand that aspect of it. And I'm very sympathetic to that, and I wish things were different. You know, I do. That's one of those things that I do disagree with some of the decisions that we're making. I think when you're trying to create some momentum, when you're trying to get buy-in from your fans, there has to be a little bit of trade-off. Yeah, and I think maybe some open practices would be good for that. You know, maybe not in the fall, but certainly in the spring. Maybe getting together and having some autograph sessions and things of that nature. Just for those opportunities for our fans to have an opportunity, you know, to interact with their favorite players. You know, we did the baseball fan day this year and had some weather, but we still had a nice turnout. People came out there, and I can tell you, while they may never admit it, for the players, it means a lot to them too. They look up and see that long line of fans, and it's like, oh, this is great, right? And I remember Garrick Fry sitting there telling everybody, I can't wait to see you the game, right? What would that mean to your child, right? Is you go fan day experience or whatever, and you have a chance to meet a player, and then that player invites your child, hey, make sure you come back and see your game. And then all of a sudden, your child feels like, hey, I have a friend on the team. And maybe it's kind of peripheral friendship, right? But we've got some commonality because we both want the same things for the Bulldogs to win. And so that's a part of this that I think is extremely important. And I think we're missing a boat on it. I really do. I really think we're missing a boat on this. But when you're trying to get some juice, and even if you want to limit fan interaction, again, not a fan of that, but if you want to do that, I think you got to have a little more access to practice. I think you've got to let – and listen, I give Brandon Langlois and the Mississippi State Communications team a lot of credit. We've had a ton of interviews. We had 19 interviews last week. We've already had, I guess, 6 this week. Or more than that, I guess, maybe 9, 3, 5, 8 maybe. We have had a lot. So you're getting to hear from your players, but I know after a while it kind of gets to be – cliche, right? I mean, you want to hear what players have to say, what they're thinking. We try to make it interesting, right? We do. Like today, I asked Kelly Jones, You know, Brennan Thompson, I asked Brennan Thompson earlier this week, who is the one guy you really enjoy going against one-on-ones? He said, Kelly Jones. He said, because I'm the fastest guy on offense, he's the fastest guy on defense. I said, who'd win in a foot race? He goes, me. So I bring that up to Kelly. Kelly, earlier this week, Brennan Thompson said this, what's your reaction? And he just grins and laughs and talks about how we break the huddle. And you can go watch the interview on jeanspage.com for free. That kind of stuff is interesting, right? But there's not a lot to talk about. But I will give our communications people a ton of credit for doing what they can to give you guys some access so you can hear from your players, right? And that's how we feel. It's our team. They're our players. They're our coaches. They're our facilities. That's how we feel because we feel like we're shareholders in the success of Mississippi State Athletics. So, again, commend them for that. But I wish we had more to tell you. I'm grateful for what we have. Don't get me wrong. You know, kind of like Morgan Wallen says, you know, we ain't got a you-know-what, but I thank God for this, right? That's kind of how I feel about this. There was a time we didn't get any of this stuff, right? There are times we've had more, and every coach and staff is a little bit different. I remember a time when Dan Mullen, and this is after he had had some problems in the media with some people, with some misreporting. I mean, this is kind of call it for what it is. There were some people out there that misreported some things that Bill Martin got upset about, Dan Mullen got upset about, John Cohen got upset about, and every one of them was right to be upset about it. And Dan Mullen said in the press conference, what I saw, this is all about the Josh Robinson thing, so it was all a big misunderstanding. And Josh, of course, you know, puts out there that because Coach Mullen had walked out to see what was going on, and they thought Coach Mullen had called the police on Josh Robinson, which wasn't true. It wasn't true. But that's how it got reported. And Mullen says in the post-practice media session, saw some really bad journalism. And he chewed on everybody a little bit, but he specifically looked at a couple guys. And even after that, Mullen's like, here's what we're going to do. Later this week, I'm going to let you guys come to practice. But if I see anybody report anything about an injury, if anything controversial happens, then we just won't do it again. And everybody abided by that. Now, granted, we didn't have any issues. I mean, there was no dust up. We didn't see anybody get hurt. And we've been in practice before. We've seen some injuries. And you got to report on that stuff. But I think I speak for everybody in the media. Then if we were given those parameters, it's like, hey, we'll open up practice. You guys can come. However, ask that you're not reporting thing about injuries. I think everybody would be okay with that. And then we can ask the coach at a later date, we have been there before when some significant things have happened. And it's not a lot of fun. Puts a damper on everything, especially for that young person. Which kind of brings me to the whole Garrett Nussmeier thing. I don't know if you guys have kept up with that. It's a close practice at LSU. Word gets out that he's had a knee injury. The initial reports, and using the term reports, is probably the most generous label I could ever put on it. The initial reports were that he had torn his ACL and his PCL and he was out for the year. Not true. Not true. And that's one of the things about social media that I don't like, right? Is people rush and put something out there that is unverified and inflammatory. And guess what goes viral? The rumor. And many of those people are monetized on social media. So they get paid. Well, then all of a sudden, Brian Kelly comes out and addresses it and says, hey, it's kind of a chronic recurring issue with him. You know, he's had a patella tendon injury. And it's been a little PO'd, as he said. He's got some inflammation. And he says, hey, it's probably a 1.5 on a 10-point scale as far as severity goes. We'll just kind of rest him up and get him ready, but he'll be good to go, when we get ready to play Clemson. But For all those LSU fans that love LSU and that are bought into LSU and are season ticket holders and give the NIL and all the Tiger Foundation, all that kind of stuff, they were put through an unnecessary exercise. And that's the thing about certain people in my profession. And I'm not talking about our beat. I'm just talking about in general, in sports media. Is there so many people out there looking for the hot take? They want to be agent provocateurs because they're not good writers. And so we can get engagement if we just go run with rumors. And there's no accountability to any of that stuff. Right? None of it. Because are you guys going to go unfollow those people? Are you going to go unfollow the people that misled you? Well, no. Because sometimes they have something. Well, usually they have something because everybody else does. Those people typically don't break any news. And then what happens is they put this false report out there, and then people begin to aggregate the false report because, you know, if, like the guys at The Advocate, right, the Baton Rouge City newspaper, guys at the Times-Picayune, well, all of a sudden, you've got to kind of hedge your bet a little bit and say, hey, there's a report out there that Garrett Nussmeier is out for the year. They embed the tweet and say, hey, we're looking into this, working our sources, because they don't want to run the risk of kind of getting beat. They've got to acknowledge the report, and then everybody has egg on their face in the end. There was a guy yesterday on the LSU beat that wrote a story, you know, and I didn't think he went far enough. I joke with some guys in the media today. I said, I read the story, and the guy was like calling these people out, but he never called them out. You know, he just kind of spoke in general terms. I joke with all them. I said, if you guys ever do that, I'm absolutely going to call you out, you know. And I say that in jest, but the reality of it is I think there has to be some accountability. And this is a hard job, okay? I'm not going to sit here and say it's like Deadliest Catch or working offshore or anything like that, or, you know, serving in a forward area in the military, nothing like that, right? It's a very highly competitive field. And sometimes people know things you don't know. And sometimes people learn things before you do. What we try to do over at Gene's Page is when rumors make the rounds, we try to get a hold of people that can give us an official on or off the record confirmation. I remember last year had somebody from Starkville that told me Stonka Burnside went down in practice, probably ACL tear, done for the year. Well, I get a, you know, make some inquiries and find out, yes, he did go down in practice. However, it wasn't serious at all, and he'll be good to go. It's like, oh, he said, well, you know, he just kind of came down wrong. You know, that's all it was, and they took him out as a precaution. He's fine. We go back out there for practice 2 days later. There's Stonka running around, you know. But when the rumor first gets to me, you know, the first thing you think about is, man, Stonka's so beloved by this fan base already, and this is going to be crushing news. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but sometimes that's part of the gig. But rather than go put it out there on Twitter, you know, hearing Stonka Burnside suffered serious knee injury in practice today, we didn't do that because it's irresponsible. Not to mention, we got access to people that will tell us the truth. And that's really what that tells me. It's a confession that people don't have real sources. That's really what that's about. It's a confession. I'm going to put this rumor out there that I haven't been able to verify one way or another, which has now easily been verified as false. And so be careful out there on the Twitter streets, kids, because a lot of people out there are going to run with anything to promote engagement, to get monetization, and they don't really care if they're right or wrong. They just want you to click and retweet and like. You know, I mean, I deal with this stuff all the time. You know, I mean, it's like all of a sudden somebody, you know, some idiot will put something out there on Twitter, and next thing I know, somebody's DMing me or finding me on Twitter or whatever, like, Steve, hey, what's the deal with this? I know what you're talking about. And I'm honest about that. Hey, I'll look into it. We'll see what's going on. I don't know anything about this. And a lot of these people will promote these ideas, and some of them even write articles that are false because they know you love Mississippi State. They know that you love Alabama or you love Florida or USC or whatever. And if somebody out there says, hey, it looks like Mississippi State is going to get this recruit. Well, who is it? Let's go find out. And they're being disingenuous. It's clickbait nonsense. And so that's the thing that I encourage people to be careful. I cannot tell you how many times, and listen, I love my parents and I love that generation. I do. I love all of you. I love all of you in that Facebook groups, all 20 of them, right? I love all of you. I don't always agree with you, but I love you. But when you see that, like, Dak Prescott is signing a deal with Mississippi State to be our brand ambassador for $15 million or whatever it is, number one, we don't have $15 million to waste on something like that. Number two, Dak doesn't have time for that. And number three, Dak is already an ambassador for Mississippi State. Right? Dak already does a lot for Mississippi State, right? So when you see that, don't share that stuff. Yeah, I saw one that somebody a while back sent me about, you know, there was supposedly there was a plane crash and two of our players got killed. I mean, God forbid. And of course, it's some, you know, company in Indonesia or whatever. And you begin to ask yourself, guys, if this is not, do you really think, you know, that some, you know, I'm not going to say the name of the site. Because one of these little fake things, right? It's just clickbait stuff. And they put this stuff out there. Do you really think that something of that significance would slip by all of us on the Mississippi State beat? And even if you don't have any confidence in us, you don't think like Ross Dellinger, you know, or somebody like that, Pete Thamel. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it wouldn't be some wild sight that you've never heard of. It's going to break news of that magnitude. And sometimes I'll look up and there'll be something that gets shared in one of these Facebook groups, and, you know, and it's got Zach Arnett, a Mississippi State coach, in hot water, and it's a picture of Zach Arnett, not even our coach. So use a little common sense here, okay? I'm just kind of sharing it for what it is. Time for our close with Blair, player of the day. Blair Chandler is our friend, right? You never know when you're going to need a friend in the mortgage industry. It's a very serious undertaking, a lot of people vying for your business. You need to depend on somebody that knows the ins and outs of underwriting. That's Blair Chandler. 24 years of experience. Get his expertise and know-how working for you. Phone number 601-500-2344. 601-500-2344. Call or text him directly. We've had several Boneyard listeners that have closed loans with Blair. Great guy, great friend. Recently broke bread with him here in Starkville. He has a place here in town. Multiple sports season ticket holder. He rides the wave of Bulldog emotion just like you do. But more seriously, whether you're looking to make the dream of home ownership come true for you, or perhaps refinance, I've read recently that interest rates now are lower now than they've been since October of 2024. Maybe now's a good time for you to consolidate some debt, get some cash out for some home improvements. It's all up to you. But lean on Close with Blair and Blair Chandler at 601-500-2344. Our player of the day is Luke Work. As Luke mentioned, Luke is played tackle last year. He's going to be sliding in, working kind of at left guard right now, competing there with a couple of guys. And Luke looks great. And I mentioned that to him today. I said, did you lighten up or tighten up? He said he's put on about 15 pounds of good muscle. He looks like a different person. You know, last year we threw him out there, and all due respect to Luke and the family, he had a little baby fat on him. He did. Played really well. But maybe wasn't in the best shape of his life. Now he looks big time. And I think about a guy that big and that massive kind of getting downhill at that second level against linebackers, and it makes me smile. It does. Luke grew up a Bulldog. I asked him today, too, about, what did it feel like having his first season end on the road in Oxford at Ole Miss. He goes, I hate him. My whole family hates him. He said, this whole building hates him. The whole program hates him. That wasn't the answer I was actually going for, but that'll play. And another member of the media joked and said, hey, put it on my tombstone, you know. But the reality of it is Luke is a guy that we're expecting some big things from this year, and that's why he is today's Close with Blair player of the day. All right, time for today's top 10 list, brought to you by Kalido Guitars. That's C-A-L-I-D-O guitars.com. Did the double whammy on the last show. had some people reach out and said, Steve, I didn't know they carried such high quality instruments. Well, do your own research. You owe it to yourself, if you're a player or you know a player, to visit ColitoGuitars.com. It's a big time guitar shop. It's not just, you know, the little pawn shop down the street's got a couple of, beat up Fenders. This is the real deal, man. You can get a beginner's guitar or professional grade guitar. It doesn't matter what level of skill you have. Your needs will be met at Koleto Guitars. Whether it's a guitar stand, guitar case, gig bags, accessories, everything you need. Basically, anything to do with string instruments, you can find there. Ukuleles, all the good stuff. Anything you need that you would ordinarily get somewhere else, get it from them. Let's keep business in the family. This is a Mississippi State-owned and operated business. Stop by the showroom in Lake Jackson, Texas. I think you'll be impressed by the selection. The grandsons work there. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Guitar players themselves. And so you get a high level of expertise and quality service before, during, and after the sale. How many times have you ordered something online and something goes wrong? And then you can't get anybody on the phone. You're dealing with like some AI help bot or whatever, and they never can seem to understand. You can deal with real people when you deal with Koleto Guitars. And listen, your satisfaction is absolutely paramount to them, right? And so be sure and check them out next time that you need guitar-related accessories or any stringed instrument. And to give you some incentive, we're going to give you a Ken Folks discount. That's right, 10% off your purchase with promo code BSR. You can use it in person, over the phone, or online. That gets you 10% discount and free shipping and no sales tax unless you live in the state of Texas. And, yeah, a lot of ands there. A 5% donation to the Bulldog Excellence Fund of your purchase price. Making it easy to do business with quality instruments and a high level of expertise, that's Koleto Guitars. Okay, we had a request, and I kind of bumped this up on the list because I was intrigued. One of our young bucks out there that has kind of jumped into the heavy metal genre, Jesse, reaches out and says, hey, Steve, love the show, love the top 10 list. I always learn something. And thank you for that, Jesse. Thank you for that. I try to educate and inform. It's not just me here to have fun. I want to make sure that you're the most informed Mississippi State music fan out there. Jesse says, Steve, who are your favorite singers from the hair metal era? Well, number one, I think that the term hair metal is a little bit offensive because some of those bands were more than just an image-conscious corporate creation. But I comprise my top 10 singers from the, quote, hair metal era. Now, I didn't include Jeff Tate. And you guys know what a big Queensrÿche fan I am. Operation Mindcrime, one of my favorite albums of all time. I thought it took Jeff Tate, who has a 5-octave voice, and at one time he led the opera council for the city of Seattle. I thought he leaned too much on the operatic stuff in the earlier albums. I think Rage for Order, he kind of began to kind of find the sound and then really found the perfect balance between the low register and the operatic stuff with Operation Mindcrime. And then, of course, the Empire album came out, and it was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal in the words of Ben Howland. So I didn't include him in my list, and that should say a little bit about the quality of this list. And so I ranked them basically not just like, hey, I wish I could sing like these, but like people that, like, when they sing, they kind of speak to me. Does it make sense? And Vince Neil, not on the list. I love Vinny, love Motley, but I've never thought Vince was like the most talented vocalist. And I see these hateristic comments online. People are like, oh, I wish he'd retire. I don't. I don't wish they would retire. And maybe it's because of all this nostalgia and things of that nature. But see, here's the thing. You don't have to listen. Nobody's making you listen. Nobody's forcing you to go buy a ticket to see Motley at the Vegas Residency. You don't have to go do that. You don't. I'm just glad even when Motley was on hiatus, Vince is out there still singing those songs. Super cool, man. But Vince didn't make our list. But number 10, probably a guy with a more limited range, but I think he has arguably the coolest voice from that era. That's Stephen Piercy from Rat. I love Stephen Piercy. I love, it's like a predator, man. It's like this cool, grunted out delivery. You know, he's a guy too, you know, done some Ballard stuff, but not, you know, he's not a guy that is going to have, you know, he's just not one of these guys. That's, you know, he's not going to sing the operatic stuff. He doesn't have a lot of high range, but he's got a really cool delivery. So we're going to go with Way Cool Jr. I actually have that tattooed on my left wrist. Number nine, and this may be a bit of a surprise to some, I think this guy, number one, if they could have written better songs, I think that's the issue. They had the great debut album. We're talking about the Bullet Boys here. The great debut album, which is killer from start to finish. And then they follow it up, and it's really kind of like an album of covers. And again, it's pretty good, but it's not nearly as good as the debut. And so a little bit of a sophomore slump. I don't know if they ever really found their footing. Mark continues to tour, continues to play sold-out venues, played a lot of bigger clubs. But Mark Torian is a phenomenal singer, absolutely great singer. And so we're going to go back to that debut. It was our gateway track. It's Smooth Up In You from the Bullet Boys, number nine on the list. Now, I'm going to butcher this name. I'll do the best I can. But it's Miljenko Matejevic. This is Steve. Who's this? Well, he was a singer from Steelheart. And Steelheart would have had a much bigger run. However, there was an accident, and Miljenko got injured. It was like a light standard that fell. You can find a video on YouTube if you're so inclined. But when Steelheart hit the scene, a lot of things changed. And, here's the deal. Like, do you know who guides the record industry? I mean, honest to goodness. And it's not a big surprise, right? I mean, it's women. It is. Because there's a reason they have ladies' night in bars, right? They do. It's because the ladies get in free. You'll pay whatever cover you need to be around young ladies or older women, whatever, that are having a good time. It's true. And so when ladies like music, they go to watch them play. Well, then guys buy tickets because that's where the women are. And so when Steelheart hit the scene, had a gold record back in 91, which was, you know, again, there's just so many people that, you know, they have this revisionist history about the year 1991. But Steelheart was kind of comprised of a band that I thought was kind of super cool, that was kind of making some waves out there, a band called Rage of Angels. And then lo and behold, they link up, and Miljenko's called Mike, just to make it easier. But they had a gold record with their self-titled album, Steelheart. And but the big song, the big vocal, was I'll Never Let You Go. You know, the song was Angel Eyes, You Have Angel Eyes. That was actually the number two single. I jumped in, because I was in radio at the time. The first single on the album was Can't Stop Me Loving You, which was great, great. There was also a band called XYZ that had a hit a little bit earlier with the same title. But Mike's vocal was a little bit better. This is kind of the reality of life. But that album, again, ended up going gold. Tangled in the Rains came next. And again, it just didn't, music was changing. But there were four kind of hit, what we call hit singles. But I'll Never Let You Go actually made it to the top 40 charts. And so, super cool. And again, a gold album in a time where people said music was changing. But there you go, number eight on your list. Number seven, met this guy multiple times. Maybe the nicest guy in rock and roll. Every time that I've had a chance to speak to him, he acts like he's more interested in me than I am in him. But it's Mark Slaughter. Very down-to-earth group. Of course, Dana Strum plays bass in Vince's solo band, but also with Slaughter. And last time we saw them, I took the bride. She had never seen Slaughter. She'd seen Great White. We love Great White. We love those guys. We do. But I think she was more impressed with Slaughter. And I think a lot of it's because you forget what a great vocalist Mark Slaughter is. And not a lot of new music coming from them. They're, again, very much a nostalgia act. But one of my favorite tracks, and I think it shows off the full registry of the catalog, really a great representation of what Mark Slaughter can do. It's the great track from the debut album, Stick It To Ya. It's Mad About You. And, of course, Mark, had the run with Vinnie Vincent Invasion, too. you know, if you've forgotten. Love Kills, remember that? Yeah, you do. The Nightmare on Elm Street thing? Yeah, yeah. Number six, this actually came a little bit later, right? This came not necessarily in the 80s, and a lot of these acts we're talking about were late 80s, early 90s. You know, things began to kind of change a little bit in music as record companies wanted a bigger piece of the pie. So as a result, they began to promote albums and promote bands that were willing to work for less money. But I think I've shared this story with you before. Eddie Trunk shared it with me. Oni Logan, my son Oni, is named after Oni Logan. If you've read When the Bottom Falls, you know why. I think this is a vocalist that is probably underappreciated. He was originally the singer at a band called Ferrari. Now, they eventually put their debut album out. It was Mark Ferrari's band. Mark, of course, was with Keel. And so they changed the name to Cold Sweat, and the album is great. The production value, maybe not so much, but the song, songwriting, great. But Oni was supposed to be the singer. George Lynch goes and recruits him to join Lynch Mob and says, hey, classic quote here. Here's the deal, Oni. You can be in a band called Ferrari or you can drive one. And so he leaves and joins George Lynch's side project, Lynch Mob. And I thought we would go with a deeper cut that I thought really showed off the vocal range. We're going to go with Through These Eyes from Lynch Mob. I believe that's track number 8 on the album, I think. Number 5, and we're going to start getting into some classic names after this one. My favorite band that kind of survived the 80s was a band that I thought was kind of unfairly maligned as being like a hair metal band, but they were just a rock and roll band that happened to come along around the same era. And they're still out performing, still releasing new music. They had a near sold out show in Philadelphia, Mississippi here a while back. We're talking about Jeff Keith and Tesla. I've met Jeff, incredible guy for sure. And I used to have a personalized Tesla license plate that I rolled around in South Mississippi with. But Jeff is a guy that was a truck driver and kind of fashioned himself as a singer and ultimately joined the band. And I thought, let's go with the Tesla classic Love Song, because I think it really shows the true color of Jeff Keith. Incredible song. And every time the end of that song, even though that song came out when I was in high school, but we get to the end of it and he's like, I know. And it's like, how many times have we all felt heartbreak and you just need somebody to identify and let you know that your pain is not unique? Number 4, some of you would have him higher. One of the reasons that I don't is because I think, much like Jeff Tate, he probably relies on the upper register a little bit too much. Now, for this style of music, it was probably necessary. We're talking the legendary Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. We're going to go Wasted Years off Somewhere in Time. I love that album. I had it on cassette, have it on CD. Love the guitar intro on this, and just about anybody can play it. It sounds very technical. It's not. Number 3, and I actually wore a T-shirt for this individual today. It's Ronnie James Dio. We could go with any number of directions here, right? He had a great time with Rainbow, of course, with Black Sabbath, eventually that became Heaven and Hell, and that was Ronnie's decision. He's like, I don't think we should continue to call the band Black Sabbath with a new singer. So after the Heaven and Hell album, they became Heaven and Hell. And then eventually Ronnie went, you say solo. They called the band Dio, but it was his band, him and Wendy's. But we're going to go with The Last in Line. And I think so much of that song kind of typifies who we are as the Mississippi State people. I really do. So now we're down to the top 2. And this is where I know that I'm going to get some comments. I think most people would agree, though. And I think while he may not be a person that you always identify with, and you may not always agree with his politics, there's no denying his talent. It's Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. I have said before, and I've told him, I think he is the Robert Plant of my generation. And, of course, he brushes that off because even though he is a very, you know, egotistical guy, that's high praise, right? But I don't know anybody that uses the low register and the upper echelon of his vocal range during that era better than Sebastian Bach. The reason he's 2 and not number 1 his depth of catalog. Just not a lot of stuff out there. And of course, he's done a few solo albums that have just done okay. We're going to go with the Skids, Monkey Business. And you thought I was going to go with the ballad? I think, honestly, the true palette of Sebastian Bach is in the up-tempo stuff. I love, like, In a Darkened Room, and I Remember You. I love all that stuff. I do. I love it. But when he screams Get Back in Monkey Business, it's great. It's like, this guy, he's a rock guy. Number one, though, and I think arguably the best blues singer of all time, it's David Coverdale from Whitesnake. And we're going to go with a deeper cut on this one, too. And the thing I love about David is, you know, David has a little grit. He's got a little grind. And, of course, he's got the upper register. But he's not a guy that leaned on the operatic stuff. He can hit the big note even now, even though he's in his 70s. But he also, I think, the better stuff. Like, when you go back and listen to, you know, Slow and Easy, right, it's not the chorus, to me, that stands out. It's the verses. And it's David's character in his voice. But I thought we would go with something that really shows the full range of what he can do. And it's off the Slip of the Tongue album. It's Sailing Ships. Sailing Ships. A deeper cut. But also a song for living. If you're unfamiliar with Whitesnake, it's a very beautiful song, and I think it's a song that may actually mean something to you. And it's so interesting, too. I've had some people that have asked me recently, man, your voice has gotten deeper as of late. Is anything wrong? No, it's just I've been rehearsing a little bit more because we got this music project coming up. And I can't just be a podcaster, you know. So as a result, you may notice a little more rasp in my voice these days because I'm putting those vocal cords through a pretty good workout despite every day. And we got the band together. I'm not going to tell you who yet. We're about to arrange the first rehearsal, and then, of course, we're going to cover a song in support and in promotion of the 988 Suicide Prevention Hotline. I'll tell you, as rewarding as it has been, it's always one of those things, too, because when you begin to think about what we're talking about, right? Man, the stories and texts and things like that, man, I'm so grateful for those. But man, there's a lot of sadness out there. There's a lot of people out there that are really in pain. And you don't want your loved ones to feel that way. And the thing that comes up all the time is the thing you hear all the time. Man, I wish I would have known. I wish I would have known the kind of pain that they were in. And as I shared last night with the folks, the good folks in Carthage, the Lee County Alumni Association meeting, the thing that I have learned is that no matter what the problem was or what we perceived the problem to be, every one of those people would have helped carry that burden to keep that person alive. Absolutely, without any question. No matter what you've done, no matter how bad you feel, no matter what the little voice in your head tells you, the people that truly love you will do what they can to help you navigate through that, no matter what it is. And so don't listen to that, you know, self-talk that tells you that nobody's going to understand. They may be a little disappointed, but they would much rather help you work through disappointment and save your life than to go to your funeral. And so it's a very important undertaking. As I shared on Wednesday, you know, I'm going to do my best, bring my best effort, and it may not be enough. But it will be for me. At the end of the day, it's not about getting the record deal, right? It's about spreading a message and spreading awareness to people that suffer. I have a platform, and I want to use it for positivity, to help other people. There are a lot of people, of course, that have podcasting and social media influencers and things of that nature that you know, they want to use you to tear people down. I mean, you see it all the time, right? I mean, you see it all the time. There's always some, you know, local interest story, and people want to jump in and offer all their little tidbits and all their rumors and things like that to get engagement, right? It's a topic of the moment, and they jump in there and they want to tear people down. You know, I mean, and I don't know what's happened. Like, I've read extensively about this this law enforcement officer down in Macomb that was shot and killed, and in a murder-suicide deal. Of course, there's all these rumors. I don't never know what to believe about any of that, but here's what I know. I know that there's a family down there that are going to miss him, and there are people that love him that are never going to be the same. And, of course, it was Bill that he was there trying to help somebody else. And, again, I don't know all the details, but I know this. I know that there are some children today that don't have a dad, and there is a wife who no longer has a husband. And there are people in that community that are suffering today. And, you know, again, that's down in the ward's territory, you know, so that's down in my old stomping grounds. So I think about those things and those people. And I have been there before. It's a very dark place. When you begin to think that no matter what you do is wrong, and there's nothing you can do to remedy your situation. And I can tell you, all of that self-talk is a lie. Because a lot of times you'll just feel better by talking to somebody, right? And maybe you're not comfortable enough to talk to the people around you. So call 988 or text 988 if calling's not possible. Be sure and check it out. You'll be glad you did. All right, next segment of the show brought to you by Campus Bookmart, a Starkvillian institution. We love Campus Bookmart. We have for a long time. And why? Because they have what we want. We want as much Mississippi State merch as we can get. You know it's true. Whether it's apparel, gift ideas, diploma frames, everything we need to detail out our fan cave and let the world know that we're Bulldogs, whether it be new license plates for the front of your vehicle, whatever, license plate frames for the back, you can find everything Mississippi State related at Campus Bookmart. Next time you're in town, go by and see their smiling faces. Conveniently located on the back side of campus, just make that turn at the Trooper Station off 182. And just mosey on around. There it is on the left. You can stop by and pick up your wares before you head over to one of Mississippi State's historic sporting venues. If you can't make it to town, perhaps game day is a difficult shopping day for you, visit them on the World Wide Web at campusbookmart.net. And by being a loyal Boneyard listener, we'll give you a phrase that pays. That is BSR, which stands for Beautiful Steve Robertson. That gets you free shipping on all orders over $75. Any order less than $75, absolutely incomplete. I thought today, because I get the feeling that there are a lot of Mississippi State fans out there kind of swinging at Ghost. You know what I'm saying? Like this Southern Miss game, let me just say for the record, I expect State to win this game without a lot of trepidation. I do think it'll be a competitive game for a half. I think in the end, the difference in talent and the strength and conditioning program will be the difference. I do believe Southern Miss will be an improved team, and it's kind of hard not to be after a 1-11 year. But 54 new transfers. And there's a couple of things out there that there's a couple of schools of thought, and I think both are incorrect. Okay? I think it lies somewhere in the middle. So I thought we'd take a little time today to kind of work through this a little bit. Who is Southern Miss, right? Well, they're not the team from Marshall last year. Even though there's a lot of transfers, like 21 transfers from Marshall made the trip to Southern Miss. So, yeah, there's going to be some guys that know the system and know the culture and know Coach Huff, and Huff's going to know them, right? This also isn't the same team that went 1-11 last year. So both things are different. Neither things are true. It's not the Marshall team from last year. There's some key pieces. Don't get me wrong. It's not the same Southern Miss team. It's not the same Marshall team. So, working through this, 54 new transfers coming in, 40 going out. Of course, they had some from graduation. But I thought, you know, hey, let's kind of dig in here a little bit and see kind of what we're talking about. You know, of course, it is obvious to anybody that is kept up at all with Southern Miss that, you know, the quarterback situation will likely be a much different situation than it was last year. I don't know if you guys have kind of kept up with it at all, but, you know, one of the first transfers that they took was Braylon Braxton, the quarterback from Marshall. Very athletic quarterback, a true dual threat guy, has a nice arm, can make some plays down the field, will play a little ball control for you too. He's not a guy that puts the ball up for grabs a lot. Very kind of controlled in what he does, makes good decisions, and is expected to be a good player. Last year at Marshall, completed just over 60% of his passes, 124 completions and 206 attempts. Depth target about 8 yards. 19 touchdowns against just 2 picks. See, that's the thing that jumps out to me, right? Because you feel like the more times that they throw it, the better our likelihood of catching it on defense is. And he is a guy that is a bit of a mobile quarterback, and that has been one of those things that has been a bit an issue for us. But, yeah, so an upgrade on the quarterback spot. But, again, this is a guy that, you know, playing in the same system with a lot of new teammates, a lot of different pieces around him. It takes a while to kind of put that thing together. But, you know, he's a veteran guy, going to be a senior this year. Redshirted in 21, played a little bit in 22. Played a little, even less in 23, but kind of had a breakout performance last year. But historically, he's done a pretty good job taking care of the football. Even back in that redshirt freshman year, 10 touchdowns against two picks, and right at 57%. Again, 2023, a little bit different, didn't play as much, had six picks. But again, kind of settled down last year. QB rating of right at 155. So this is going to be a very formidable quarterback that we're going to play, a guy that can make some plays for himself. But outside of that, you begin to kind of work through this, you know, what there is and what there isn't or whatever. You know, there's some other players here. Obviously, Josh Moten is an absolute star. We tried to get him. Took less money to go to Southern Miss to be with those guys. Remember Jamon Tapp? Remember him? He was the guy that we chased for a while, went to Arizona State. It's a good player here. 6'3", 260. Going to be a power forward defensive lineman playing in a G5 conference. And, you know, that's a name that you're somewhat familiar with. But, you know, there's some other names here that I think are worth talking about in addition to the quarterback and in addition to Moten. Matt Jones, running back from Ole Miss. Well, he's going to be there. Oh, you didn't know? And you begin to think about that. Jeffrey Pittman, former Mississippi State running back. And then Matt Jones, the running back, you know, from Ole Miss, decides to leave. And so he's got some explosiveness about him. A little bit of a smaller guy. Played at Jackson Prep, 5'7", 180. But really, the scat back, right? That's who and what he is. And, you know, a guy that, you know, spent some time at Ole Miss. But, you know, maybe not as productive as they were hoping for. But he is a guy that can hit the home run, right? That's the thing you look at with him. Is he's probably not an every down back, but he is a guy that when given the opportunity can make some plays. You know, just one of those things that kind of happens. You know, guys like him want to play a little bit more. And most of his production at Ole Miss was against non-conference opponents. So could be a big thing about the Sun Belt. Had a good game against Wake Forest too. And much of that kind of coming in the second half, but 8 carries for 65 yards. And but, you know, again, the majority of this stuff against G5 opponents. But, you know, again, that's a piece that you got to prepare for, right? That's not going to show up on film from last year. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Working a little bit deeper into this thing, too. Again, a lot of these Marshall guys are depth guys, you know, culture guys. It's going to be interesting, you know, to kind of see what they do and how they do it. But, you know, we mentioned Jeffrey Pittman. I mean, obviously, we found out last year just before the opening of the season that he's not going to be with Mississippi State. And Jeff was a guy that we were expecting. We were expecting some big things from him, and it didn't work out. And I'm sure as a guy that's from that neck of the woods, he'll be fired up and ready to play against Mississippi State, as well he should be. You know, he absolutely should be. But I think it's a dynamic, too, where you work through this and you begin to say, okay, you got a lot of Marshall players. You feel, you know, if you're Huff, you feel good about that. Those are guys that can help police the rest of the group. But it's not just the Marshall guys. You get Malachi Murphy. That's a name we know a little bit, too, from Colorado to transfer in. You get Trey Horn, a wide receiver from Georgia Tech, to transfer in. You get Chase Malamala, an offensive tackle from Central Florida, to come in. Working through a little bit more here. TJ Johnson, a tight end from West Virginia. Zachariah Keith, a defensive lineman from West Virginia, 6'6", 275. A lot of these guys don't have a ton of production, but, I mean, they got recruited to a Power 5 program in the first place for a reason. Jacoby Robinson is a backup quarterback from Boston College. Elijah Kinsler, a D-line from West Virginia. And you're seeing a lot of that West Virginia stuff, right? Amir Leonard, John Charles, another D-lineman, 6'4", 300 from West Virginia. So You know, we expect them to have some big bodies up front. Aaron Parks, an offensive tackle from South Carolina. You know, this is going to be a group that should be pretty good in the trenches, you know. In addition to some Power 4 guys, they took a bunch of G5 guys too. But I think it's important for our fans, number one, to understand that we're not the same team. They're not the same team. And there's a lot of people out there kind of projecting doom and gloom for Mississippi State, and that's just kind of par for the course. But the reality of it is I would rather get Southern Miss early. I don't think that, you know, they're going to be a team you look at and say, you know, they're going to challenge for a lot of big things. But, guys, it is going to be a very hyped atmosphere when we get down there. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. A lot of their folks and fans are going to kind of treat it like a Super Bowl. There's a lot of people that are still, you know, I think, honestly, they should be happy that Mississippi State's willing to play them, especially in their own ballpark. Because there's been, you know, some other schools around the state, namely Ole Miss, that won't play them. But every time we go down there, doesn't matter what sport, there's some vitriol. I mean, there's not a lot of Southern Miss fans that are like true blue fans, but they don't like us down there. And that's important to understand. I got a lot of friends down there. I love going to Hattiesburg. I mean, Hattiesburg's a special city to me. But the reality of it is it's going to be a tense environment early when we go down there. They're probably they got nothing to lose. They went 1-11 last year. You know, they're picked to lose this ball game. So I expect them, you know, Charles Huff's trying to make a statement. Hey, this is who we're going to be. They're going to take risks. There'll probably be a fake punt, probably be a fake field goal. There'll be all kind of, you know, gadget plays and things like that because they're trying to build a new program. They're trying to lay the foundation for what's next. So, yeah, we're going to have to definitely play disciplined football. We're going to have to go in there and play within ourselves. And they're going to have some guys in the secondary that can run with us a little bit too. You know, so we're going to have to stress the linebackers and stress the safeties, and opportunities will arise and we can take a shot down the field. You know, but Josh Moten is a Division I player of note. Everybody wanted him. That's a great get for Southern Miss to get him to follow Huff from Marshall to Southern Miss when so many teams in the Southeastern Conference were chasing him. That's an important aspect of this. And so, you know, he's probably going to take away one side of the field, or at least outside the numbers. You got to work the other way. One of the things that somebody pointed out to me, too, that I think is of note, you know, how difficult it was to get tickets in 2015. Do you remember that? It was terrible, right? And a lot of our fans had to deal with some nonsense to get tickets. I had somebody reach out to me yesterday and said, hey, there's still a lot of tickets available for the Mississippi State Southern Miss game. And I don't know that maybe you all have expected that. Maybe you've checked into it. Let me encourage you. Today is August the 8th. We got just over 3 weeks. But, you know, looking right now, I'm on the Southern Miss official website to look and see, you know, tickets, you know, what's available. And they're going to start around $42. But, guys, there are tons of tickets available left for this game. And so whether you have made plans to go or not, and you've considered it, and maybe you thought, you know what, it's just, you know, they're going to keep us out of there. Now, granted, the tickets aren't necessarily cheap, but there are plenty of tickets available. And a lot of tickets on the Mississippi State side. There's a bunch in the upper, really everything over there on that side of the field. There's a lot available. And so I would encourage you to go ahead and kind of make the move to see, you know, what's available there. I think it's pretty safe to say. What is the capacity to Mim Roberts these days? I mean, like, I'm sitting here looking at all these tickets, and there's a ton available. Let me just look it up. What is the stadium capacity at Mim Roberts? Let's just see. Maybe you know. It's not a lot, and that's not me taking a shot at them. And you and I both know they hadn't had a lot of success in recent years, and so they hadn't had a chance to really sell out a lot of stuff. But it's just 36,000. And so let's play some games here. Let's say let's say here, what if we wanted to buy 1,000 tickets? Let's see if it gives us the chance to do that. Let's see. Find best available. Let's just see if we want to get 1,000 tickets. Because many of you have probably already said, well, it's going to be hot that day, and they're probably going to make it hard to get tickets. And let's see. Well, it's not going to let us buy that many. I guess they're trying to keep the poachers out. But nevertheless, plenty of tickets available without any question whatsoever on both sides of the stadium. And again, if you want to sit on the Mississippi State side, which I would encourage, there's going to be plenty. And right now, like if you wanted to buy, you could buy 10 tickets for about $1,200, the best available seats, you know. And so don't miss the season opener thinking you're not going to be able to get tickets. But I would move sooner rather than later. Again, it's 3 weeks and payday's coming up. But, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I'm looking like, you know, it's like $40 for a ticket. That's in the upper deck. But if you want to sit lower level, there are plenty of tickets available on the Mississippi State side. If you want to sit in the end zone, those tickets are going for about $63 a piece. It's actually cheaper to sit on the other side. You know, so it's completely up to you how you want to do this. But let me encourage you, if you're on the fence about getting tickets, don't talk yourself out of it and just kind of assume there aren't plenty of tickets available. There are, but let's not delay. Let's not let them keep our fans out, right? I think that is one of the most important things. And we're going to need a good crowd there. And it's hard to get stats right now for some reason on these college websites, and they're all kind of run by the same company, right? So not a lot of good stuff out there, but you pick that stuff and try to work through it. But here's the attendance last year, okay? So they played Southeastern at home. And, of course, Southeastern's not too far away, just down there in Hammond. 22,044, that's the only game that Southern Miss won last year. South Florida comes in, that's 28,146. UL Lafayette comes up there, that's a 24,000 and change. Arkansas State, 24 and change. Marshall, 20,000 and change. And, of course, this is all paid attendance. South Alabama comes in, 20,000. And so there hasn't been a sellout in a while at Southern Miss, but there certainly will be for this game, I believe. And so I would encourage you, you know, to make a move sooner rather than later. You know, probably the biggest crowd they've had really in some time. They played Alcorn September the 2nd in 2023 and right at 30,000 people. And they ended the season losing to Troy in front of 19,000. But, you know, again, it's going to be an interesting environment. We need every Bulldog that we can to be there and be a part of it. All right, final segment of the show brought to you by the Stark Vegas Clubhouse, the best place to stay in the Golden Triangle when you're bringing a large group to town. And if you're not, you should be. We say it all the time, we don't get together enough. Well, you know what? Don't talk about it, be about it. You be the linchpin in your friend or family group, and you begin to check availability and reach out to everybody else with some potential dates. We stayed there for New Year's, had a great time, may do it again this year. Yeah. It was great to have everybody under one roof, the kids there, the grandkids there, and, you know, it's just, you know, we cooked some food one night, we ordered some food the next, and we just had a great time together. 6 bedrooms, 3 baths, the full-service kitchen area, the wet bar, I didn't partake. The full-service wet bar is there for those of you that would like an adult beverage. The back porch area, the fire pit area. The cool thing, though, is plenty of parking, plenty of room to spread out. A lot of times you can just kind of sit and congregate together, but if you need to have some room, you have plenty of room there. It's the old renovated country club clubhouse, so it's not like you're all on top of each other. But we had a great time just kind of sitting around the fire. Your good friend and host was able to get that fire going, even though there was some moisture in the air, without the need of accelerants. I was a Cub Scout. I know how to get things done. You need to get things done for yourself. Google the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. When you do, the booking options pop up, also their Facebook page, and you can check all the amenities there. But when you get ready to book, you can go through Airbnb or VRBO. Maybe that's your method of choice. But if you don't really care, you just say, you know what, Steve, I want a great time as cheaply as possible. Allow me to assist you. Book through the Evolve website and use promo code BSR10. That's BSR, the number 10, 10, gets you 10% off your stay. You'll be glad you did. Stark Vegas Clubhouse, the best place to stay in the Golden Triangle. Okay. We're going to have, in 2 weeks, we're going to have some bona fide college football to watch. There's some preseason NFL stuff out there. It kind of whets the appetite, but you know as well as I do, those preseason games, they don't really mean anything. You know, it's fun to watch some guys play, but the reality of it is you want to watch games that really matter. So 2 weeks from Saturday, August the 23rd, they called it week zero, which is so stupid. I don't know what to call it anything. But nevertheless, we're going to have four games, and you'll have a couple Power 5 teams or Power 4 teams in action. Probably the best game of that weekend is going to be Iowa State and Kansas State. That's going to be good. So we're going to take some time here to kind of work through the, you know, kind of where these week one opening lines are. The state line has dropped a little bit, as you guys know. Maybe you hadn't kept up, but it has. It's dropped a little bit. But big game early on, Auburn at Baylor. That could be an interesting one. Currently a 2-point spread, depending on which sports book you want to go with. But I think this is a huge game for the Tigers. Baylor, Dave Aranda, they'll have a game plan together. And not to mention, you're going on the road, Power 4 opponent, brand new quarterback in Jackson Arnold. They've had a lot of quarterback problems there during the Hugh Freeze era at Auburn. Yet Auburn's a slight favorite in the game. We'll see what it looks like as we get a little bit closer, but I think that could be one that could be interesting. Let's just say that. That game's going to be played Friday night, August 29th. And so we'll be on site in Hattiesburg getting ready for Saturday morning's game in Hattiesburg against Southern Miss. So we'll probably find somewhere, maybe like the Mahogany Bar. Maybe you're familiar with that. Maybe we get like a watch party together. It's just like a pre-Mississippi State thing. And everybody that's down there in South Mississippi, and we can all get together and watch Auburn and Baylor play and just kind of enjoy being together. Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe we should plan something impromptu like that. Anyway, I guess planning impromptu is kind of a contradiction in terms. But you know what I'm saying. It's a bit unofficially. Okay, the Mississippi State Southern Miss game. Guys, this spread early on was about 14 points. It's down to 11. It went from 14 to 13.5. You know, I don't know who's driving the bus here. Vegas knows what they're doing. State, again, you know, a double-digit favorite here on the road. You know, when I look at this game, the thing that I think about, again, I think it's going to be a game that may make us uncomfortable for a half, and then we probably pull away there in third and put away in the fourth. I do expect State to win this game, but it is interesting to kind of watch, you know, what Vegas thinks. As it gets a little bit closer, I'm sure that the spread will drop to try to get more action on the Southern Miss side. Again, these people know what they're doing. Another big game that day. We'll be playing the same time we are. Tennessee and Syracuse. The Volunteers are 14.5-point favorite at this point. I don't think they're going to have any issues with that. But, you know, you got new quarterback situation there. Home game against a Syracuse team that has had some success, but could be some money to be made there if you're so inclined. Texas and Ohio State. Man, how much fun is this one going to be? Now, granted, you're probably going to have to DVR it because it's going to be played the same time we are. Texas and Ohio State. Guys, I mean, it's like a playoff game in week one. Going to be in the horseshoe. Buckeyes are 2.5-point favorites in that game. But that could be one of those games early on that kind of sets some postseason pecking order type stuff. And you say, well, Steve, it's just week one. Well, when you begin to think about both of these teams having national championship implications and aspirations, you know, this is one of those revenue-building opportunities. So somebody's going to get out of the gate and feel pretty good before they head into conference play. That's a huge game early on. And again, we're going to be watching State and Southern Miss. We'll be covering that. but could be a game that really kind of determines maybe seeding when it's all said and done. When you look back in hindsight, maybe they have a comparable conference record, and you say, you know what, one beat one head-to-head. So very important game. Toledo at Kentucky. You know, we obviously did not play well against Toledo. They were a senior-laden team. It's going to be a different dynamic. They're going to be on the road in the weird environment of Kroger Field. The Wildcats are a 9.5-point favorite. That game's going to get started at 11:45 a.m. Central Time. But Jason Candle and those guys always find a way to make it interesting. Just kind of something to watch. The afternoon game, once we get done with our game, those of you that are not in Hattiesburg, those of you watching from home, can flip over and watch the Alabama Crimson Tide against Florida State. Now, it's interesting. Florida State is one of these teams that you never truly know what to expect, right? And you don't. I mean, like, they have the year. They should have been in the playoff. They didn't make it. Then things kind of go in the tank. Alabama, talent-wise, great. Florida State's going to have some dogs, too. They have the depth of Alabama. Vegas doesn't seem to think so. Alabama, a 13-point favorite. An interesting game, too. We talked about Marshall earlier. Basically, everybody left, and again, what a stupid decision for Marshall not to lock up Charles Huff. You never know what's going on the backside of that, though, right? I mean, you know, why did they not have him under contract, and he could just openly leave? They didn't get a buyout or anything. It's just stupid. They let the contract expire. That's just bad administration. Well, they're going to be on the road to Georgia in week one. Georgia, a 39.5-point favorite in the ballgame, and they'll probably cover. You know, Kirby's pretty good in that respect. All right, Texas San Antonio, they're going to be at Texas A&M. And Jacob Bain and I were talking about A&M. Like, you never know what to expect. You never know what to expect with A&M other than 8-4. You just don't know where the four are going to come. This won't be one of them. Roadrunners, 21.5-point dogs in College Station. Big game Saturday night. LSU and Clemson. Now, the orange and white Tigers or purple Tigers, depending on what they're going to wear that night. Clemson, that was 4.5-point favorites against LSU. Of course, we had all the talk about Garrett Nussmeier earlier. That's something to watch between now and then. I'm sure the warrior that he is, he will be ready to go. They'll do what they have to do to have him prepared. But honestly, I think LSU in that running game could make this one interesting. I'm eager to see this one. Of all the games on week one, I'm glad that we'll probably be home in time to watch that. It's a 6:30 game. We'll finish up our coverage down at M.M. Roberts Stadium and then head home in time to watch the Tigers play. Our second favorite team in week one are the Georgia State Panthers. We don't have a lot of confidence in them winning the ballgame, though. Georgia State will be in Oxford against Ole Miss. The Rebels, an early 38.5-point favorite in this game. And, you know, they tend to stretch their legs in these non-conference games. You know, the Ole Miss does. That, you know, they're a pretty safe bet in that respect. And so, yeah, I mean, just, you know, kind of give you guys a little bit of a, you know, a glimpse. You know, something good to talk about, you know. But it's so incredible to think about, you know, kind of what's to be expected. And it's fun to talk some football. Much as I enjoy talking college baseball with you guys, too. It's just one of those things, too, now that football season's here. And I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday, and he goes, Matt, it's hard for me to believe football season's nearly here. It kind of snuck up on us. It's been a busy summer for us, but they're just hitting a lot of exuberance around football, and I think it's one of those things where we just have to get out of the gate. There's so many Bulldog fans who are like, Steve, I just want to see it, right? I've heard it. I've read it. And give Labby and a lot of the players a lot of credit, too. I mean, they're not saying a whole lot. And the truth of the matter is they shouldn't say a whole lot. I think Jeff Labby, of course, is a spokesperson for Mississippi State football. You know, maybe a little bit guarded in the comments. Maybe that's a good thing, right? You don't want to go out there and give anybody any bulletin board material. I think it's safe to say, I mean, just talking to players, you know, we're going to be better in the trenches. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anybody says. It's all about what people do. And so we got to go handle that Southern Miss game. And I think if I asked you, okay, if we win that game 26-14, you know, how are you going to feel? Even 28-14. Well, you know, pretty good. You know, just happy to get a win after getting two last year. If we go down there and win that game 45-14, you probably feel a lot better. If we win that game like 17-16, you're probably going to not have any exuberance other than the fact and say, well, at least we won, right? If we lose that game, I think you're going to see some things within our fan base get a little bit dicey, right? So the simple fact of the matter is Jeff Lebby needs to do his best talking in postgame after Mississippi State wins. And again, we know that these Southern Miss guys, especially the guys that have come in, they're trying to get them off on the right foot. We will get their best effort. That's probably the most succinct way to put that. We will get Southern Miss's best effort. And that effort, I think, will only get better as the season goes along. But they're going to look at this as a statement game, the first game of the Charles Huff era. They'd love to be able to beat us, absolutely, without any question. And it's not a situation where I think they feel like we'll just show up and things will be okay. Again, they're going to pull out all the stops, and rightfully so. Hey, if you hadn't done so, go to DutyNobleBook.com, and you can get signed copies of The Dude. Again, we sold a couple dozen last night at the event. And when I travel, you know, I typically have people to travel from the publisher that have books available for purchase. But if you can't make an event, then you need to just visit DutyNobleBook.com. You get all my signed sports titles there. You get Flim Flam, Stark Villains, Alpha Dogs, Dog Pile, and The Dude. In addition to that, When the Bottom Falls. We sold out of When the Bottom Falls last night. Every copy that they brought to the event were sold. And, you know, it's just kind of a story about real life. And I lived it, so I can vouch for the highs and lows of that. If you are just a person that enjoys reading, or maybe perhaps you're a person in recovery or know someone in recovery, maybe a book for you. You don't have to be in recovery, though, to understand what it's like to kind of be up against it and work your way through it. Come float with us at True Rest Float Spa of Starkville. You can dial 662-268-7601. Speak directly to my lovely wife, Dana. She can answer all your questions. She has kind of become a bit of a rock star within the True Rest Float Spa community. We're going to be going to convention sometime in October. I don't know. But I'll be back. I won't miss any games. And we'll make sure you get your three shows in a week that week. But, if you're a person that suffers with chronic anxiety or pain, or you just need a mental reset, maybe we can help you too. Visit True Rest Float Spa of Starkville on all forms of social media. I guess IG, TikTok, Facebook. You can book online at truerest.com, or you can just call her and she's happy to set you up. And you can come subscribe to Gene's page at 50% off the annual subscription. If you can't make that kind of financial commitment for during this promotion, you can sign up first month for $1. Yeah, so we're making it as easy as possible for you to come be a part and get the best coverage of Mississippi State in the history of the university. Hey, you guys have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. My voice will probably be even raspier by then, but nevertheless, I appreciate the support from all of you. And listen, I love each and every one of you, whether you love me back or not. That's not the purpose of me loving, right? I don't love you just to get something in return. I love all of you, and I want you to have the things I want for myself, and I hope that you guys have a great weekend with your families. And again, 3 weeks away, 3 weeks away from Mississippi State football, taking the field again and ready to get year two under the Jeff Lebby administration underway. Hey, guys, we'll see you next time. Until next time, let's all live our lives in a way we make more friends and enemies, and people can see a difference in the way we live.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.